morning, ladies and gentlemen. Our first case for argument, United States v. Tanner. Ms. Bowen.
May it please the Court. Only two issues now remain before this Court to be resolved in this case. The first issue is whether Foster has waived the issue of safety valve relief. And as to the other issue, the government has conceded that Foster meets all but one of the five statutory criteria for safety valve relief under the 2007 guidelines. Therefore, the only question left is whether Foster carried a gun in connection with the cocaine distribution offense for which he was convicted. Now, as to the first issue, waiver, it's the government's position that Foster waived the safety valve issue simply by not raising it before the district court at sentencing. But this position is contrary to this court's long line of cases holding that waiver, as distinct from forfeiture, requires the intentional relinquishment of a known right. This court has repeatedly emphasized that the touchstone of waiver is a knowing and deliberate decision. And because waiver precludes appellate review, the question of whether waiver occurred is liberally construed in favor of the defendant. As a result, in this court's line of cases, waiver is only found where there is record evidence of a deliberate and strategic decision to forgo pursuing an issue. In this case, there is no such record evidence of any such decision. The issue of safety valve relief was never mentioned at all by either the defense counsel or the government's counsel at the sentencing hearing or by the district court. Foster's defense counsel requested sentencing under the 2007 guidelines because of the potential impact of his criminal history points on his term of supervised relief. The district court then stated that it would have been willing to continue the sentencing hearing until the 2007 guidelines came into effect if it would make any difference in Foster's sentence. Then counsel erroneously agreed with the district court that the 2007 guidelines would have no impact on Foster's sentence because of the statutory mandatory minimum. And then counsel agreed to go forward with the sentencing at that time. So there is absolutely no evidence anywhere in the record that Foster and counsel deliberately considered the question of safety valve relief and deliberately decided to forgo pursuing that issue. And there is certainly no evidence that Foster himself participated in any such decision to forgo safety valve relief. Thus, defense counsel appears to have shared the court's misunderstanding of the impact of the 2007 guidelines would have on Foster's sentence and the possibility of safety valve relief. So at the most in this record, what we see is a failure to raise the issue through either ignorance or neglect. And this court and the Supreme Court has made it very clear that the failure to raise an issue through ignorance or neglect is forfeiture, not waiver. And forfeiture, as distinct from waiver, permits this court to review the district court's mistake of law for plain error. Now, in this case, the district court plainly erred. It based a discretionary decision concerning whether or not to continue Foster's sentencing to allow him to benefit from the 2007 guidelines.
Well,
on an error.
I don't understand. Is there some duty to continue sentencing because of some future change in law?
No, Your Honor. It's very clear that the question of whether or not to continue a sentencing hearing is entirely up to the discretion of the district court. It's also very clear that a court may not base a discretionary decision on an error of law. So even if the outcome of the decision would have been within the court's discretion, if the court had been exercising that discretion under the correct application of the law, when an error of law is made...
If we remanded it, would the judge still be allowed to deny the continuance, or was that academic because now the new guidelines are in effect?
Well, Your Honor, in this case, the judge stated on the record that he was willing to grant a continuance if it would make any difference in Foster's sentence.
Did he say he would have granted it, or he would have considered it?
The record says, I would be willing to grant a continuance.
I would be willing to.
Yes. If it would make any difference.
Yeah.
And then he concluded erroneously.
He said it wouldn't make any difference.
Right. And that was the error of law, was the judge's erroneous conclusion that it wouldn't make a difference.
I know, but since when is a judge obligated, or should he even consider sentencing someone on a guideline that doesn't take effect until 6 months later?
Well, Your Honor,
is he getting a prize for committing a crime?
Your Honor, in this case, the court couldn't have sentenced him under the 2007
Pardon
guideline.
Me?
The court could not have sentenced him under the 2007 guidelines in 2006.
I know,
he would have
wanted
to continue
it adjourned for 6 months, so he could.
Yes, for 4.5
Well,
months.
Who's going to pay to keep him in prison? The taxpayers. Why shouldn't he go to prison if he is going to go then? Or the local community is tagged with it.
Well, Your Honor, he's already facing a sentence even under the 2007 guidelines
that.
And safety valve of 10
is
years.
Is there anything in the guidelines about these continuances? It seems very odd that you would delay a sentence because the law was going to change.
Well, the question of whether or not to grant a continuance is committed to the discretion of the district judge.
Well, I know. Do the guidelines talk about this?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Where does this come from?
It comes from the general principle that a judge has discretion to grant a continuance.
Is this some general principle of law? I mean, suppose there's a trial, could be civil, could be criminal, could be anything, and one of the lawyers informs the judge, oh, the law is about to change, and we'd really be happier under the new law. So please delay this lawsuit. Is that proper? Seems very strange.
Well, as I said, it's within the discretion of the district court.
Where does that come from?
That the district court has a discretion to determine.
Who says that? Where does that come from?
From many cases.
Not in the guidelines.
No, Your Honor, but there are many Seventh Circuit cases that do commit the question of whether to continue a sentencing hearing and the timing of a sentencing hearing.
There are a lot of reasons for continuance, but the notion that continuance might benefit one of the parties because the law is going to change sounds completely arbitrary, right?
Well,
if you like the defendant, you say, great, I like you. I'm going to continue this case for 5 years to see maybe the law will change in your favor.
Well, Your Honor, we're not suggesting that the judge would have abused his discretion by denying
I don't understand why he would ever grant a continuance on the basis that the law is about to change.
Because of the difference it would make in...
Well, it doesn't make any difference under Booker, right? He can just say, look, this sentence is under current law is too serious. I don't like it. By the way, the law is going to change in the future. So I'm going to give him a lighter sentence. Why grant the continuance?
Your Honor, the application of the statutory mandatory minimum is mandatory, not discretionary, even under Booker. So
that makes it worse.
Right. So
it worse. What he says is the current law is that it's mandatory minimum, in effect, but it's going to change, and I like this guy, so I'm going to give him a break, and I'm just going to delay sentencing. What's that about? Did Congress say that whether this mandatory minimum is effective or not is a matter for individual judges to decide?
No, the mandatory minimum is not committed to the discretion of the individual judge. The judge has to go through the statutory criteria.
Well, apparently not if he can alter it by granting a continuance.
Granting the continuance.
What law school teaches this? What law school teaches it, this new theory?
Well, this is, Your Honor, this is a combination of legal theories that come together in this unique case.
I didn't hear what you said.
There's the general principle that it's within the discretion of the district.
Where did that come from?
Where are you getting principle? This from? You talk in generalities.
Okay. It is cited in
Be
our...
Be specific. Tell us where you got this from.
Okay. It is cited in our opening brief. There are a number of cases that the question of whether to continue a sentencing hearing is within the discretion of the district court. That's a fairly commonplace principle, I believe, that's not been challenged.
Well, it doesn't make any sense to me.
Your problem is that if this had been continued, it would have gotten him into a possibility of a lower criminal history, right?
Yes, he would
and
have had one.
And then if he had gotten into the one, then he possibly could have been eligible for a safety valve.
Yes.
And the fact
right.
is they didn't bring it up at the time when he said, well, it's not going to do any good. Because they didn't focus on that issue. That's what you're arguing, I presume.
Yes, that's right, Your Honor.
And that's the question, is that you're saying he would have exercised his discretion, perhaps, if he had been alerted to that possibility that the extension would have put him into a different criminal history.
Well, in this case, the record is clear that the judge would have granted the continuance if he had known that it would make a difference.
Well, yeah, and they didn't bring up the fact of this making a difference. That doesn't necessarily right. mean, excuse me, that he was going to win or anything, but that's at least that's your argument. I just want to make sure I got it right.
Yes, Your Honor, I see that I'm out of time.
So if a judge, so what's odd about it is if this were just a change in the guidelines, then the judge could exercise his discretion under Booker and give the lighter sentence without the continuance.
That's correct.
But because it's a non-discretionary change, he can nevertheless achieve the same effect by a continuance that he could if this were just a guideline change. See, it sounds like a gimmick.
Well, Your Honor, it's
granting continuance is in order to alter the sentence.
It's just confined very much to the unique circumstances of this case. The principle that the district court has a right to grant a continuance within his broad range of discretion for any reason that he wants.
Any reason that he wants? Now, you can't be serious.
Within.
He likes the way the defendant dresses, so he can grant a continuance? Is that proper?
Within the boundaries of the district court's broad discretion, obviously there.
What's the basis here for the exercise of this discretion to lighten the sentence?
To permit Mr. Foster the
benefit.
But
what's the basis for letting him have a lighter sentence or a shot at the safety valve?
Because Mr. Foster is the type of defendant that the safety valve was designed to shield from the harsh consequences of the statutory mandatory minimum.
Well, evidently not, right?
Well, the difference...
Still is change in law.
It's the difference of what... It's the difference between of one day of probation from a 9-year-old sentence. If, as you know, the guideline changes what's, you know, for the probation was of a term of at
that's
least
that's like saying if you miss the statute of limitations by one day, that's okay. Judge can say, well, that's not... That wasn't very bad. That was just a day. Right?
Well, in this case, Your Honor, there was clearly a change in policy on the part of the Guidelines Commission between the 2006 and the 2007 guidelines as to how to treat those types of offenses and how to calculate the criminal history points. And what we're suggesting...
After Booker, a change in guidelines doesn't necessitate a continuance in order to alter a sentence.
Your Honor, we're not arguing that a continuance was necessitated or that the district court would not have been within its discretion to deny the continuance and say no.
It's just you're recommending a completely arbitrary action on the part of a judge.
Well, Your Honor, the district court didn't seem to believe it would be arbitrary.
When
the
I didn't give any reason, except it doesn't like the old law.
Well, he said that to afford him the benefit of the difference in the criminal history calculation between the 2006 and the 2007 guidelines, that he would have been willing to give him that benefit if it would make a difference. And
okay, thank you, Ms. Bowen. Mr. Nozick?
It's too bad it didn't fall on December 25th.
Good morning, Your Honors. May it please the Court. David Nozick on behalf of the government. I'm an assistant U.S. attorney in the Northern District of Indiana. I am going to keep my argument very brief this morning. I believe this honorable court has addressed all the problems and all the main issues with the defense's argument. Let me just outline my arguments from the brief very shortly. First of all, the government strongly believes this issue was waived and cannot be raised upon appeal. Defense counsel argues that they didn't specifically talk about safety valve as if the defendant has to waive the right to a safety valve argument the same way as defendants would have to waive certain constitutional rights, you know, Miranda rights, right to counsel, etc. That's simply not the case. The fact is, in the cases, case after case in this district hold that when the defense counsel has notice in advance of the pre-sentence report's contents and doesn't object to them, they waive the right to appeal anything in the content of it. And that was the Staples case that I cited to in my brief, 202 F3rd 992. So when something is in the pre-sentence report, defense counsel does not object to it, that issue is waived upon appeal. And it can't be any clearer than that. And to be honest, Your Honors, I really don't think we even have to argue past that. I will, of course, address the other arguments, but I don't think that we get past the waiver issue.
Well, they say that it wasn't a known relinquishment of a known right. They're distinguishing between safety valve and whatever else they were talking about. Because they didn't bring up safety valve. It wasn't an intentional waiver of that purpose for continuance.
Sure, but I would argue, Judge, that the general right is the right to, you know, be represented by a competent counsel who addresses the issues in the PSR, and then those issues that are not addressed are therefore waived. I don't think there has to be anything specific, and none of the cases hold.
Yeah, but that merges waiver with forfeiture. What would be a case of forfeiture then, on your view?
A case of forfeiture, Your Honor, I would have to think. I believe if there were, Judge, I'm without answer on that. I would have to think of what a forfeiture would be. However,
let me ask you about your other ground. You say that the evidence is that he had a gun. But he fired a gun at some party years earlier. Is that right?
Well, Judge, there was other testimony.
Why does that make it a use of a firearm in connection with a conspiracy?
Judge, as I outline in my brief, I mean, first of all, that is, to be candid, the government's weakest argument, that I don't believe that he would be safety valve eligible anyway. And we do tread upon dangerous ground when asking the appellate court to deal with these factual issues, and to be candid, I believe that issue may be, and if we reach that, whether or not he would have...
Does that leave you just with your waiver argument?
No, it doesn't, Judge. It leaves me... Yeah. Thank you, Judge. It leaves me with two different arguments. It leaves me with the fact that, well, first, waiver, second, that there was no abuse of discretion. The Honorable Judge Lozano did exactly what he was supposed to do. What he was supposed to do was to use the guidelines that were in effect on the date of sentencing. Those were the 06 guidelines. Defense on appeal and in court, in district court, stipulated those are the right guidelines to use. They are also supposed to impose a sentence without unnecessary delay, which he did. That's under Federal Rule of Criminal Procedure 32B1.
I understand. How is that different from your waiver argument?
Well, waiver argument is simply saying they cannot bring it up on appeal. The other issue, I'm also saying there's no abuse of discretion. How could he have abused discretion when he did exactly what the sentencing guidelines...
Well, according to your opponent, he would have granted... I've lost the thread now, but he looked favorably on giving your client a shot at the safety valve.
Respectfully, Judge, no, that was not the what happened in court. What happened? Defense counsel Mr. Koopsis brought up the issue of the 2000 sentencing guidelines to say, if my client scores criminal history category 1, right, not 2 under the proposed guidelines, it would affect his classification. Not safety. He doesn't mention safety belt. Just classification where he's housed in the Bureau of Prisons, and he'll go to somewhere.
Judge's response?
Judge's response was, okay, well, in order to allay that, I will pass the information on to the Bureau of Prisons and ask them to look at possible future guidelines. Bear in mind, Your Honors, that 07 guidelines hadn't come out, hadn't been finalized. It's mere speculation. And, you know, which leads me to the third argument, Your Honors, which is a policy argument. And I believe this court hit the nail on the head in asking the question to defense counsel is, what you're really asking for, if we hear you right, is to continue any time the defendant wants, virtually, to continue a sentencing to see if future guidelines help the defendant. And there is no, I mean, there's nothing out there in case law, there's nothing out there in any statute in the sentencing guidelines which hold that... yes, Ron?
He asked, his lawyer did ask for a continuance, right?
Not specifically. He said...
All right, unspecifically. So wasn't the judge, according to the defendant, wasn't the judge's mistake that he thought that he was doing the equivalent by sending this information to the Bureau of Prisons, that would be the equivalent relief as granting the continuance and sentencing under the new provision? Isn't that?
In part, Judge. I would not stipulate that a continuance was ever asked for. And if you look at the record...
I understand, but didn't the judge Wasn't the judge mistaken in thinking that sending this information to the Bureau of Prisons was the equivalent of sentencing until the new guideline came into effect?
He was mistaken in that fact, Judge, but I don't believe that dictates the decision of this honorable court or the issue here. I think if I can address, there are two main, what I believe, massive problems with the defense argument, one or three. One is the waiver issue, which I won't reiterate. Two is the fact that what they're asking for has no basis in law. I believe that his error was not an abuse of discretion because it was based on an error of law. It was based on an error of fact. If he had said, I don't have the discretion to ever continue a sentencing, so it's sentenced under the 2007 guidelines, and I'm basing it upon that, well, then perhaps we'd have a different argument here today. That would be an abuse of discretion based upon an error of law. It's an error of fact, the effect that it would have on the sentencing guidelines. Bear in mind, what we're dealing with at the time is just possible changes to the guidelines. It can't be a mistake on error of law when those 07 guidelines aren't even law yet. There was a mistake in fact.
Why does that make a difference?
Well, Judge, the defense's whole argument is that it's per se an abuse of discretion because it was based upon an error of law by Judge Lozano. And it wasn't. An error of law, like I said, would have been saying, it's not in my legal authority or I cannot continue the sentencing.
The problem is the counsel didn't raise it. He acquiesced, in effect, when the judge said, well, I'll recommend this and that, whatever it is, incarceration. They didn't get into the issue of if the new guidelines go into effect, he can have a criminal history of one instead of two, and only under one are you eligible for the safety valve.
That's correct, Judge.
And so that's what this is all about. Is it an abuse of discretion if he didn't exercise his discretion when the argument wasn't made? Then that gets into the issue of forfeiture and argue back and forth. At least that's what we're focused on. And
understood, Judge, but I come back to your previous question, defense counsel. Nowhere is it written that a judge has to exercise discretion and continue cases in order to see if new guidelines come out which help the defendant. Which brings me just briefly to my last policy argument, which is what the defense is asking for would cause an almost complete breakdown in the scheduling of the courts and the administration of justice. What she's asking for is, without the defense specifically asking for it, judges should continue cases to see if new sentencing guidelines come out which have a positive effect on the defendants. That's the end of the argument if you have no further questions.
Thank you, Mr. Nozick.
Thank you, Your Honor.
So, Ms. Bowen, your time expired, but we'll give you a minute. So isn't Mr. Nozick's last argument telling that you're really suggesting a regime under which judges always have to consider whether to grant a continuance because of some imminent, possible, or certain change in the guidelines?
No, Your Honor. I just want to be very clear. We are not suggesting that the judge, district court, is under any obligation to grant a continuance in these circumstances.
That's not the issue. The issue is whether you're entitled to say to a judge, look, I'd like you to continue this sentence because there is or may be or certainly will be a change in guidelines. And then if he says the wrong thing, then you have an appeal, right? Then you say it's an abuse of discretion, he didn't give enough consideration, you know, he said no, he said he was busy, that's not a good enough argument. He said it would disrupt his schedule, that's not a good enough argument. Right, you're opening a can of worms.
Well, Your Honor, in this case...
I don't care about this case. I care about the principle, which will govern future cases.
The principle is a well-established one, that a district court may not base a discretionary decision on an error of law. The other circumstances that you just described are not errors of law.
I think it's improper for a district judge to grant a continuance because of a change in law. Grant a continuance because he's busy, because the lawyers aren't well-prepared, and this and that and the other. But to wait for the law to change... Judge says, yeah, I like this new law, or I don't like this new law. Is that what, can he say that? He said, well, I'm going to sentence this guy right away before the new law comes into effect because I don't like the new law. Is that okay?
Well, Your Honor, this court...
Is that okay?
Yes, it would be. That would
That's
probably,
okay?
Would it be within his discretion? Yes.
Oh. That really sounds like complete judicial arbitrariness.
Well, Your Honor, I mean, the boundaries of the district court's exercise of discretion are very broad. And this court...
I agree with that.
...delineates those boundaries.
I don't believe that. Continuances are management tools. They're not meant to be devices by which you express your attitude towards statutes or other sources of law.
Well, Your Honor, the opportunity for a continuance to make such a dramatic change in a defendant's sentence
that makes
does
it
not
worse.
Happen very often.
That makes it worse. It shows this was not a management. This is you're not asking for a management decision. You're asking for a judge to exercise lenity on the basis of his disagreement with the law, or you know, his disagreement with existing law, his affection for new law, or his dislike of new law. Anyway, we understand your arguments, and we thank you for undertaking the appointment, vigorous efforts on behalf of your clients. So we'll move on to the next case.